Folks living in the mountains know fall is coming. It was chilly this week. Summers go fast in the high country. The last frosts can happen in mid-June. The first fall frosts come as early as mid-August. That's as little as 60 frost-free days. Warm season vegetables like tomatoes and peppers don't grow well in that short of a season. Some annual flowers are just starting to bloom in 60 days. Cool season vegetables do great in the high country. Broccoli, cabbage, lettuce, and salad greens prefer that cool temperature. Try sowing spinach now. It'll germinate in a few weeks. The seedling plants will stay dormant through the cold winter. As temperatures warm next spring, the plants grow quickly. They're ready for an early spring harvest. Annual flowers seem to glow in mountain plantings. Old standbys like petunias, marigolds, and zinnias are a blast of color until the first hard frost. Pansies, snapdragons, and dianthus are great for cutting and tolerate some frosts. Ageratum, alyssum, lobelia, and violas are great cool season accents. Folks growing shrubs at elevations above 8,500 feet should look for the natives. Native birch and alder are large garden accents. Snowberry and thimbleberry are medium-sized shrubs. Non-natives to try are the Canadian shrub roses. Those roses bloom on their own roots, so if they freeze to the ground, the same plant will come back and bloom the next season. With an insulating cover of snow, the roses usually don't die back, but watch for mold or rot on the plants as the snow slowly melts in the spring. Native trees like aspen, spruce, and pine are high country mainstays. Crabapples, hawthorns, and chokecherries are non-natives to add to the mix. This time of year, woody plants need to be prepared for fall. They keep growing and their soft new growth can be nipped in the first freezes. Don't fertilize trees and shrubs after mid-July. That goes for the lowlands, too. Limit pruning. Pruning stimulates growth. Cut back on water. Less water means less new growth to get nipped. Once trees, shrubs, and perennials go dormant, keep them moist until the soil freezes. Summer zips by, especially in the high country. Picking the right plants keeps mountain gardens blooming. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.